Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The dirty, grimy grounds of Barnsley.
Tapping has never seen scenes like this before.
Time when, you know, they're eating pies at half-time and smoking fags.
I hate Pep Guardiola.
An unbelievable lack of respect.
Just pumping this in my youth.
Because I'm a big salary cap guy.
Winning trophies, mate.
The most tragic leaderboard that any game show has ever seen.
I feel like there is an agenda from the Premier League against Manchester City.
8 pints a day isn't good for you anymore.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Absolute lack of respect.
I like watching a men's team play against an under-12s.
He's a god.
A groovy little challenge.
Good tapping! Hello and welcome to episode 8 of The Sun's new football show, bringing you a fan-focused look at our beautiful game. I'm Will Pugh.
And I'm Izzy Barker, and this is Sun Sports Tapping.
Oh yeah!
We are all about the fans on the Tapping.
And this week we're joined by a Man City supporter who says Sean Gota is the greatest Manchester City player of all time. It's Johnny Morris from Typical City!
The anti-Man City agenda that's just integrated throughout the majority of the media these days. Poor United fans, they've got very little to actually shout about nowadays. So, you know, give the dog a bone, let the baby have its bottle.
Oh, pleasure. Yeah. Don't forget, you can watch this week's show on YouTube and listen as a podcast. And coming up, we'll tackle the biggest stories of the week and what's the score. We've got on or off target, where a furious Johnny blows his top about football for an entire minute and tries to get me and Izzy on side before we kick off the latest round of our new mystery player quiz game.
The top or terrible take section follows on before another frantic game of pressure test, where Johnny tries to top our leaderboard by showing us how much he knows about football and how well he can handle a ball sack.
Johnny, it's brilliant to have you with us. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? Thanks
Good.
For having me on.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Now, listen, we've just seen a clip of you there, and it's a bit like classic City fan, like woe be us, you know. And I quote here, you're sick and tired of the anti-Man City agenda that exists throughout the entire media. Now, given that your club is owned by an incomprehensibly wealthy petrostate,
sure,
is it not a bit of a bold stance, the old poor old City, everyone feels sorry for us?
Well, I can see why there's a lot of green eyes being pointed to our way, to be honest, with the money and all that. But, no, I think because of where we've come from and the fact that a lot of the City fan base has come from such a, you know, we know our roots, we've maintained our roots, coming from the dirty, grimy grounds of Barnsley and Grimsby and
Macclesfield
as well, yeah. So we know where we've come from, and now that we've come to the top, we're having to deal with that hatred that United got.
Right, we're going to kick off with what's the score. And Manchester United fell to a 3-1 defeat at your beloved City on the weekend. Marcus Rashford screamer put the 1-0 up before it all went inevitably Pete Tong. And this was Johnny's reaction to that win at the Etihad.
Never felt more like singing the blues. City win, United lose, oh City. You got me singing the blues. What a win. Come on, City.
Yeah, humble in victory indeed, it appears,
Shameless.
Johnny. Yeah, quite. United, they threw away a 1-0 lead, obviously, in the derby to lose 3-1. They're sixth in the Premier League. They're out of the Champions League. They've got a new part owner in Sir Jim Ratcliffe who's promising to knock Liverpool and your beloved City off their perch, as he put it. And apparently, they've also got a deluded manager in Erik ten Hag who said after the game that the gulf between the two sides is not that big. The Neil Custis's piece, Man United correspondent, after the game, suggesting already that those words from Ratcliffe talking about knocking teams off their perch, sort of coming back to haunt him already with that humbling defeat. Here is what Erik ten Hag had to say after United had just 27% possession and one shot on target at the Etihad, while City had 27 shots at goal.
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely not. It was a really small match. As I say, we could have scored the second goal. It's not that big, and especially when we have everyone on board, I think, you know, we can be competitive. And
so, Johnny, tell us, what is the score with Manchester United and the seemingly never-ending chaos at Old Trafford?
It's entertaining. it's entertaining, and it's karma, to be honest. I've felt like 2 decades of my life, I've had to listen to them live it up, be at the top of the top, and now we've superseded them, we've replaced them, and it's karma, it's sweet, it's enjoyable. And I think United have got a long way to go. It's a compliment that he's mentioning us in his opening statement, taking over the club. I think the fact that he's mentioned Manchester City is an indication of how well-run we are compared to Manchester United. The fact that they're trying to emulate us now, they're celebrating the idea of signing Omar Berada, the CEO, is now like a transfer sort of standard of like talking about it like such a big deal. Like, we're talking about businessmen, do you know what I mean? So they're trying to emulate us in every single way, but they've got a long way to go.
What is your household like? Little birdie told me that your wife's a Man United fan. You're living with the enemy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it took a while getting used to be honest. There was a lot of derby days we just... Do one,
Do you know? See you tomorrow.
Car park.
Yeah, it's never quite as enjoyable anymore, but we get on now. We've learned to be civil with one another on derby days. So.
Married for 10 years, we finally get on. Is there any part of you that fears this? Because since Fergie left, it seems new dawn after new dawn after new dawn that all come to nothing at Old Trafford. Is there any part of you that feels like this time something might be a bit different?
Yeah. Banter aside, a little bit. The signing of Omar Berada is a decent coup for them, whether it should be or shouldn't be, and celebrated by your general football fan. You know, you talk about players more than CEOs, but the fact is, what he did at City has been unmatched. It's unrivalled, and creating the multi-club ownership model, I imagine United are probably going to go down that route now. So Jim Ratcliffe's got links with Ineos and Nice, I believe. So if they emulate City in that way, then great. I think they will be on the up and up. But the fact is, we're not going to stand still either. Mm. You know, what are we doing that's innovative, moving forward? Are they going to be one step behind consistently? Because if you're copying us, you more likely are. You need to reinvent the wheel almost and break the wheel that we've created. So we'll have to see if they can keep up with us and then overtake us. So it's one step at a time for them. But there is a threat there. I think they're on... It's better than it was, put it that way. Better than it was with the Glazers, so...
Yeah, it couldn't get much worse.
No.
So, what have you made of Ten Hag? Do you feel like his days are numbered, or...?
Yeah, I do. I feel like a lot of the fan base has turned on him at United. So, I do think the fact that there's the lack of cohesion between the owners and the manager and everything that happens in between, that's where the problem lies. And whoever they bring in next will have the same problem, unless Sir Jim Ratcliffe can fix it.
He does seem to be losing his marbles a little bit, because when my mighty Fulham beat Man United, he had a pop
I'd lose my marbles after that.
He had a pop at the TikTok admin at Fulham. Yeah. Like, of all people, really focused on the TikTok admin.
Is that the Bruno Fernandes thing?
Yeah, it just seems bizarre.
Well, like, Fulham went up a notch in my book for doing that.
Thank you.
To be honest. Yeah. Immature. Yeah. Really immature, but I loved it. I'm all about that. So that was good.
Right, should we move on to topic two?
Let's.
So this is for the podcast only, a special one. We have refereeing nightmares. Obviously, Liverpool's 1-0 win over Nottingham Forest drew a lot of attention to the referee there. Paul Tierney gave the ball back to Liverpool despite Forest having possession when Konate went down with a head injury. Less than 2 minutes before Nunes got that 99th minute winner. Mark Clattenburg, who now works for Forest as a refereeing advisor, was reportedly refused access to Tierney's dressing room after the game. Here's what Suns head of sport Sean Custis had to say on his Sunday edition show on TalkSport this week.
This is not an official position that Mark Clattenburg has, referee advisor to Forest. Yes, they've brought him in. Plus, we'll have legal arguments about FFP and Everton and Forest and all of that sort of stuff. How many legal cases are there going to be come the end of the season?
So, what is the score with clubs hiring former referees, and will it help or hinder the state of officiating in this country?
I think it could probably add to more confusion, to be honest, and just too many cooks spoil the broth, don't they? So I think it's just going to confuse.
When the broth's already pretty spoiled.
Yeah, it's just going to get more and more confusing, isn't it? So, I don't know. It seemed Forrest are the first to do it then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, in England,
I knew that it happened, but I didn't know if it was the first or not. I don't know the purpose of it. Is it just to have a spokesman to whinge at the official, legally allowed to whinge? Because, you know, if the mic's shoved under the nose of the manager, they're not allowed to say a word, are they? Unless it's in private. But you do it in the public, then you can't say a word. So maybe this is a way of just... I don't see the advantage.
Each team's allowed... 30 minutes after the game, you're not allowed in the referee's room. After 30 minutes, you can go in.
Right.
And an official from each club can go in and talk. News coming out this week suggesting that the reason Clattenburg was refused entry was because Nottingham Forest official had already been in, so you can't have more than one. But what, right. I mean, you know, Clattenburg worked in Greece before. He was the head of Greek referees, where he met Marinakis, the Nottingham Forest owner. There's suggestion, Dave Kidd writing in The Sun this week, that he's been employed just to sort of have some influence over men, i.e. the PGMOL staff, who were friends of his, former colleagues, that sort of thing. It's a bit of a, I don't know, an iffy suggestion, I suppose, is the only way to put it. But what do you make generally of the state of refereeing in this country at the moment? Because I know it's an easy stick to beat them with, but it really does feel like unanimously football fans are agreed that the game is being ruined, not just because one or two decisions go against their club. It's like even when they watch games with teams who aren't involving teams they support, that it's just not an enjoyable spectacle anymore.
Yeah. No, it's the consistency, the lack of it, and how the rules are implemented changes week in, week out. Handballs, it's just there's no clarity of natural position, you know. And when you jump, your arms do that. So you're going to more likely hit your hand, aren't you? If you're jumping up, that's a natural thing to do, is raise your arm, so you can't jump like a stick, you know. So it's part of the game is just defending in certain actions like that for handballs is always just added to so much confusion. I think the offside rule needs clearing up. The fact that you've got in Europe and in the World Cup, we saw that like wall of to highlight on VAR, wall where any sort of arm or any part of your body that's on the other side, whereas we're still insisting of using the line on the floor, which is not clear enough. It doesn't, I still can't work it out with that line on the floor, but you put that wall there where you can see that like wall of light and the, any sort of body parts on the other side of it, offside, super clear. Why are we rejecting really good ideas? We'll do it our way, the worst way, and we'll struggle over here in the UK while the rest of the world's getting it right.
I think there is that technology will be coming into football potentially next season, I think. But there is that sense, isn't there? Aside from the fact you're watching Star Wars, it feels like you're watching Star Wars even. When you put that cartoon wall up and cartoon images of the players, no one knows, but whether it's the players that were just seen on the pitch. Yeah, but if you're watching at home especially, it calms you down because you're just brain's like, oh, well, a computer's done it. I've seen a computer-generated image that says it wasn't offside, so I'm not going to moan about it. Do you know what I mean?
What you said there about watching from home as well, factoring in the people who are at the grounds is another issue as well. And how are they being treated, the matchgoers? You know, because it's just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, aren't they, for a decision with no awareness of what's going on. Just everyone stares at a screen. Come on. And it's not right, that doesn't feel part of the game. Whereas at home, you at least have that luxury of being explained to you what's going on. So it is better for the TV viewer, but still not good enough in any department, really. So it's, a lot of work needs to be done.
Well, I've said this time and time again, we're at West Ham in the Europa Conference League final in Prague. I fake celebrated Jared Bowen's winner because I was sat virtually on the halfway line and I was convinced he was offside. So we've just scored the greatest goal in my club's history and I'm there with my dad going, yeah, pretending, because I'm just like, well, don't worry, because it's going to be chalked off for offside in a minute. Then it got given and I've just like missed the biggest moment of ecstasy in my whole life because of stupid VAR. And I was pro it before, but...
I was pro it. I'm for VAR. I still am. I just want it to be implemented properly and used properly. I like the idea that righting wrongs is only a good thing.
Yeah.
Surely. But the fact that they're just righting wrongs and wronging further wrongs, you know what I mean? It's making it more wrong, do you know what I mean? So, no. And I mean, imagine the Aguero goal with VAR.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what your moment there must have been historic for you. I can't imagine sitting there. I mean, I was in tears, mate. I was in bits, absolute bits, watching that Aguero goal. But the fact that I'd have to sit there and go,
hang on. Jared Bowen score against Fiorentina, he's crying his eyes out.
Yeah, I was happy for you, though. Not that happy, but yeah, I was happy for you.
No, you're right, though. That would have taken away that moment, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Right, Johnny, this is on or off target. You have got 60 seconds to tell me and Izzy about the thing that you hate the most about football in the whole world and why we should both feel exactly the same way you do. Then afterwards, we will tell you whether it was on or off target.
Financial fair play. FFP, put it in the bin. Useless, absolutely useless. All it was brought in to do was to stymie the growth of clubs like Newcastle, Chelsea and Manchester City, whereas everyone else knew that the top clubs, Liverpool, Arsenal, United, they were the established elite, the red cartel. That's all they were brought in to look after them. That's all that FFP was brought in to do. Then PSR comes along and that gets in the way of Newcastle's growth. And I just wish there was a West Ham fan here or a Fulham fan that I could somehow persuade that, you know, imagine a sugar daddy coming into your football club and taking over your football club, and then you can't spend any money. That's it. You stay as the mid-table teams that you are. You can't grow. That's not allowed. That's banned. You're not allowed to grow. You can't spend any money. You're done. You're finished. No FFP. And that wouldn't happen. You'd be allowed to spend money. At least get, if you're not going to get rid of it, revise it. Make it better. Make it better. I feel like I've run out of seconds there, to be honest. That's all I have to say on the subject. So.
Definitely on target. Johnny had me at sugar daddies.
Well, as Izzy took her answer so seriously, I feel I'm duty-bound to do the same. Off target for me because I'm a big salary cap guy rather than amendments to FFP and PSR. We don't need any more abbreviations.
Great effort, Johnny. So we will move on to the main man, Pep Guardiola. It seems he can do nothing to taint his City legacy. And even after last season's treble triumph, his enthusiasm doesn't seem to have waned. But what would he actually have to do for you to ever utter the words, "I hate Pep Guardiola"?
Something personal, yeah. It has to be something personal. But even then, he might be all right. You know, he's a god. You know, he's a god to me. You know, he really is an unbelievable guy.
Got it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Indeed. This is the part of the show where we crassly take the name of your manager, twist it into a couple of puns that loosely resemble good or bad. So I'm delighted to introduce you this week to the real Diola, or lack of respect.
Right.
You're the first person who ever laughed, actually. So
I don't know if that was a laugh.
Laugh at rather than laugh with.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it's quite a simple concept. We're going to give you a football take around your beloved Manchester City, and you have to tell us whether you think the take is the real Diola or it's a lack of respect. I mean, It's quite simple, mate. I'm pretty sure you get your head around it quite easily. Are you ready for number one?
Yep.
Phil Foden scored twice as Manchester City came from behind to win 3-1 in the derby on Sunday. He's 18 goals in his best ever goal-scoring campaign this season. He's still only 23. And here is Pep Guardiola labelling him the best player in the Premier League so far this season.
Do you think he will eventually become one of the best players in the Premier League, or is he already one of the best players?
He is right now this season, yeah. I've been the best. So far.
Bukayo Saka, Ollie Watkins and Mo Salah are ahead of Foden in goal contributions this season. And Gareth Southgate, and indeed many England fans, wouldn't automatically select Phil Foden in their best England starting 11, particularly for this summer's Euro. So the take is Phil Foden is not even in Manchester City's best three players, let alone the greatest in the Prem. Is that the real Diola or a lack of respect?
That's a lack of respect if I've ever heard it, to be honest.
That is buy-in to the game right there.
Yeah. Real pronunciation on the pep as well. But no, absolute nonsense. Yeah, complete nonsense. And to be honest, he would be, if he wasn't wearing a City shirt, he'd be everyone's favourite player, I think. I think he'd be first team on the, in the England starting 11, maybe alongside, you know, Jude and Declan Rice. But he's got to be in there.
Right. Take number two, it is the Pep v Fergie debate. Looking at Pep, obviously been at Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Man City, but critics will say, you know, he always had money, bundles of cash, always had the best players. Whereas you look at Fergie, 13 Premier League titles, you know, taking single-handedly transforming a struggling team into the biggest club in the world. You look at Pep, he's got the five league titles and the difference in the stats. We've got a clip about what Guardiola had to say about Ferguson right after he sealed the treble with City.
And it's an honour for me to be alongside Sir Alex Ferguson in that situation. I have to say I got a message from him this morning in my phone that touched me a lot. So, and it's an honour for me to be with him in this place.
So the take is Pep Guardiola will forever be in Sir Alex Ferguson's shadow. The real Diola or lack of respect?
Lack of respect. Absolute lack of respect, if I've ever heard it, to be honest. Nonsense. I mean, there's no denying Fergie. What he's done is incredible. It is incredible what he's done. But Guardiola's taken it to another league in terms of tactician as well as man management. I feel like Fergie was the master of man management. He dealt that. He ran the club, Fergie did, at United. Well, I think in the modern day era, that's the game now. I think not on the pitch, I'm talking about the modern day, the commercial side of football is so big now. And it's not just marketing either, it's the man management, the PR
ego
side.
Ego management.
Yeah, ego management, exactly that. And HR and things like that, you know, looking after personalities and things along those lines, of which Fergie was amazing at it, but he was entering a football club at the time when, you know, they were eating pies at halftime and smoking fags, you know, when he started, you know. So it's moved on since then. The clubs have moved on. They've learned things. It's become more of a science, hasn't it, than just someone who can go in and...
Well, Fergie and Wenger, they were, like, as good as they were because they just said, you know what, 8 pints a day isn't good for you anymore.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a revolutionary.
Mind blown. Yeah. I feel like Guardiola's doing the exact same thing, but he's also got the incredible genius tactics that he's got that's just so innovative and nothing like we've ever seen. The guy's like, oh, get ready for the Premier League. That was the warning as he was coming in, get ready for the Premier League. Well, they weren't ready for him. And the argument that he's been at Aberdeen and Pep would never do it at Aberdeen. But, I mean, he's a genius. He doesn't want to be doing those jobs. It's like giving Van Gogh a Crayola set to make a masterpiece. He doesn't want that. He wants an actual proper paintbrush. Do you know what I mean? Give him the best paintbrushes and he'll paint you a masterpiece. And that's what Pep Guardiola is.
City have spent roughly £1.3 billion since your 2008 takeover by Abu Dhabi. You're facing 115 charges of breaking Premier League FFP rules. You've won 17 major trophies since the 2008 takeover. Before that, in your history, in the 114 years of history, you'd won 9. The most games you play in are like watching a men's team play against an under-12s. It's all completely artificial, totally lacks jeopardy and feels so inevitable that you're going to win all the time that even your own fans are bored of it. So the take is, Johnny, having been bought by a multi-billion pound sports washing oil state, any of Man City's past and future successes, including the treble, will never be respected by football fans, and money has now distorted the competition so far in your favour that City are the most boring club in England to support and watch as a neutral. The real Diola or a lack of respect?
Unbelievable lack of respect. And I feel stupid saying respect. Respect.
I love that you said respect? It three times. Fair play, yeah.
Unbelievable lack of respect. And I like the fact that the intro to that, that the 115 charges came before the number of trophies that we've won as well. That was listed a bit early in the list of things we've done. But no, yeah, I mean, we're going to win that case. This is the. We're going to win that case.
Army of oil state funded lawyers behind it.
It's already been established that we're guilty. It's already established. Still feel like there is an agenda from the Premier League against Manchester City and an agenda that we're going to prove to the world eventually that we are innocent of these charges and those trophies can be celebrated once again.
All right, charges aside though, really, if I've got a choice between a West Ham game I can't go to because of work these days and I have to pick one, I'll never go to the City game because there's just no jeopardy in it anymore. And it's not like you have heart. Like in the old days, the 90s, you used to go to games against Manchester United when they were fit and firing and you'd get the odd 4-0 thrashing every now and then. But you'd be in it and you feel like you'd have half a chance. I just don't feel that anymore. It's the same for so many teams. It must be the same for you. Sporting Fulham as well.
I remember a 5-0 defeat a few years ago very well.
We have them annually to City. We really do, typically at London Stadium. And it just sucks the fun out of it. And I think a lot of the money in the game now has distorted that. We saw Arsenal thrash Sheffield United 6-0, like game over after half an hour. Those things are becoming more and more common. The huge chasm in the level of competition is enormous nowadays. And so many Premier League football games, no matter what broadcasters will tell you and try and hype up the excitement, are dull and decided before a ball has even been kicked. Supporting the club who are at the top end of that, is there any part of you that finds it a little bit dull being a Man City fan?
Not at all, no. Not in the slightest. Winning trophies, mate. It's just the trophies that are coming in is something I couldn't believe to have dared to have even dreamed of. You know, when I was 15 years old, 16 years old, looking at this City team thinking just any old cup would do. Beating United was a cup to us. Now that's just formality. That's just another day at Manchester City. But I don't think the money has ruined it from my point of view, from a selfish City fan's point of view. But I do feel like you've got a point with regards to the gap that's appearing. And that makes to the point what I was saying earlier about FFP. And I feel like that's created that gap because there are owners out there, lower league owners, even in the Championship.
Surely without FFP, it would be even bigger, though.
That's the issue. They need to revise it.
So I think that was a whitewash. 3-0 to lack of respect. Can I hear you say respect one last time?
Lack of respect.
Excellent, Ryan, I must admit, yeah.
But that is it for this episode. So thank you so much to the wonderful Johnny from Typical City.
Good, Johnny! And thank you to you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, you can listen to this week's episode as a podcast and watch it on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. Get stuck in the comments. Check out the previous 7 episodes of The Tap In. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Woo-hoo! Good Tap In.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.